Good morning. Thank you for joining me in this half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 127. And following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 127. There is no love but God's. Perhaps you think that different kinds of love are possible. Perhaps you think there is a kind of love for this and a kind for that. A way of loving one, and another way of loving still another. Love is one. It has no separate parts and no degrees, no kinds nor levels, no divergencies and no distinctions. It is like itself, unchanged throughout. It never alters with a person or a circumstance. It is the heart of God and also of His Son. No course whose purpose is to teach you to remember what you really are could fail to emphasize that there can never be a difference in what you really are and what love is. Love's meaning is your own and shared by God Himself. For what you are is what He is. There is no love but His, and what He is everything there is. There is no limit placed upon Himself, and so you are unlimited as well. If you achieve the faintest glimmering of what love means today, you have advanced in distance without measure and in time beyond the count of years to your release. Let us together then be glad to give some time to God today and understand there is no better use for time than this. There is no love but God's. Last night for dinner, I overindulged. I had more pizza than normal and more beer than normal. During the night, I woke up several times to drink water because I had a headache. And this morning, I woke up and I started to go into what is my habitual way of dealing with overindulgence. Which is to blame the body or blame myself, placing blame and judgment. Guilt about the past and fear about the future. But this morning, when I started to go into it, something clicked. and I stopped mid-thought. I was in the middle of placing blame about the damage that had been done. And I stopped, and I thought, wait. That was just a decision that was made last night. It's gone. It's in the past. Having had that thought and decision then, it doesn't affect me right now. I was looking at it as a standalone thought. A thought not connected to anything that is happening right now. I was looking at myself as all of my existence is within this moment. Right now, that thought that was there yesterday isn't even on the table. It can't be. It's not even anything that needs to be considered right now, in this moment. I am just here observing that thought that came into the mind. It's just a thought. It's not me. So I didn't get attached to it. It's a thought right now of a thought that happened in the past. Not right now, so I can let that one go. And then a feeling of guilt came up. And I saw it, and I noticed that it wasn't me. There was no reason for it. Right now, in this moment, guilt is not me. Right now, in this moment, I am perfect. And I truly felt that way. And then I questioned, am I happy? And a feeling of happy came up. And I saw that feeling, and I realized that is not what I am. I am not happy. And then I decided to just sink into and feel what I am, without thought. And I came to see I was just complete. Peaceful, complete, no desires, no needs. Observing things that are coming up and realizing that they really have nothing to do with me. They are not me. I am not the feeling of happy. I am not the feeling of guilt. I am not the thought about last night's overindulgence. Those aren't me. They don't really impact me at all. This is a very liberating feeling. In the lesson, he says, today, the legion of future years of waiting for salvation disappears before the timelessness of what you learn. And the legion of future years that I'm waiting for my salvation, they do disappear. There's nothing that I'm waiting for. There's nothing that I need to complete me. And then he says, let us give thanks today that we are spared a future like the past. I I have experienced that today in this one experience of not having to go through the habitual behavior I had built. Today I realize that none of the habitual behaviors matter. None of it is me. I no longer have to play it out over and over. I am invulnerable, and love is knowing the invulnerability of myself and everyone else. To me, right now, that is love, to recognize our invulnerability. And there is nothing that I would give but love, the recognition of what we are. This love is all I am right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for working with me and shifting my mind so I am able to see the invulnerability of what we are. And the only thing I can give and receive is love. There are no limits or definitions of love. Love is the truth of who we are, and I thank you for that realization. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we open our mind and rest. Escape every law in which you now believe. The world that seems to hold you prisoner can be escaped by anyone who does not hold it dear. Withdraw all value you have placed upon its meager offerings and senseless gifts, and let the gift of God replace them all. Thank you for joining with me in the love of who we are. Namaste.